Partly cloudy today with the chance of a light shower in the afternoon and evening with a top of 21 degrees. Good morning, Anthony Anderson with the latest from the South Coast Newsroom. Recent surveys on the region's petrol prices and the way they're advertised by service stations have resulted in a ban on displaying discounted prices. Fair Trading New South Wales and the NRMA asked locals to participate in surveys last month. The findings mean South Coast petrol stations will no longer show the discounted unleaded price. Gemma Gunning has more.
It's a bid to bring honesty into petrol advertising. Stations across New South Wales will soon be banned from displaying supermarket discount prices on their fuel boards. They'll also be forced to show all petrol prices, not just the cheaper E10 rate. The changes will begin next month, but a transition period will last for 12 months. It's been met with hostility from Woolworths and fuel companies who say the extra costs will ultimately be put back onto the driver. Gemma Gunning, Sydney.
Police are yet to release the name of the 53-year-old Tathra man who died at Perisher on Monday. He was skiing at Guthaga when he failed to negotiate a turn and crashed into a tree. Ambulance officers attended the scene. The man complained of chest pains, fell unconscious and was unable to be revived. South Coast dairy farmers will consider blockading local supermarkets if their cost situation doesn't improve. They're growing desperate as producers put the squeeze on their farm gate returns. The producers blame the supermarket giants for selling milk from local farmers for as cheap as a dollar a litre. Chairman of the New South Wales Farmers Dairy Committee, Paul Tim, says fresh milk could become a thing of the past.
If things don't change, there'll no longer be fresh milk on the shelves in Australia. It will all end up imported UHT milk. That could happen. There's no question about that.
The Greens have slammed moves for a hunting festival to be held in Narooma. The South Coast Hunters Club already has development applications and event applications for the photography exhibition ready for the Robidalla Shire's first meeting after local government elections next month. But Greens candidate for Robidalla Shire Mayor Gaby Harding says they fear the rise of gun culture given all that's been happening with shooters in state and national parks on the South Coast.
In light of what's just been going on with regards to the laws changing, people being allowed to hunt in national parks as of next year, and the amount of our local forest areas that are now open to hunting, we just have fears that it's bringing this gun culture to the area that I'm not quite sure sits quite well with the people from down here.
And works on Murrumbula Airport will be held back as Bega Valley Shire Council decided not to award a tender for the project. Council is now in talks with Rex and a potential tenderer over costs and possible airport closures. Thanks to state loans, council funds and airport reserves, around $6.9 million has been secured for the project, which had reportedly blown out its budget last week. And for more local news, head to eastcoastradio.com.au. Now to local sport, here's Tony McGay.
Bowls on the far south coast is anticipating defining and exciting times as the number one player in the world will showcase his skills at the Tathra Club. Tathra has attracted the sponsorship for a $15,000 Super Series where Scott Alex Marshall, a dual Commonwealth Games gold medalist and winner of 11 indoor and outdoor world championships, is confirmed. Also in a super coup for the tournament from September 28 through to October 1st, long weekend, entered our Ireland's Jeremy Henry and England's David Holt, both multiple international and Commonwealth Games winners. Meanwhile, in the football codes, in an elimination semi, Bega will host Premiers Eden on Sunday, with minor Premiers Maruya hosting Narooma for a grand final qualifier on Sunday week. In AFL, the Bay Seahawks are into the grand final after outlasting Premiers Tathra, who now play Bermagui in sudden death in Murrumbula on Saturday. In rugby union, minor Premiers Browlie play a grand final qualifier against the Bay Boars in Bombala on Saturday, while Bombala play Milton in the minor semi. That's local sport. I'm Tony McGay.